In the name of the Father, and of the Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, the kids stole my thunder. They just preached the entire sermon for me, so that's good. But I'm going to preach it anyway. So I'm going to talk to you specifically about verse 23, if any of you brought your Bibles with you. It's verse 23 of the first letter of John, chapter 3. That we just read from. I'll just repeat it for you. And this is my commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he has commanded us. So, I'm going to talk to you about my mother for a second, about her driving particularly. Two things is my mother drove like a maniac. And both my mother and my father frequently be pulled over for speeding and would charm their way out of it, usually. Southern Manitoba, you can go, oh, you're so-and-so. Where are you from? Oh, yeah, I know somebody from that town. And by the end of it, you know, there's no speeding ticket. The other thing is that she would I didn't understand at the time, but she would often say something like this. She'd go, I'm driving somewhere, and I'm completely turned around. And what she meant by that is, I think I'm going west, but I'm going north. It's kind of like the word for that is disoriented, right? And I didn't understand what she was talking about. Maybe it's getting older, or maybe it's living in different cities or something like this, but suddenly I understand what she's talking about, going, I am, we were with your spouse in your car, and you're going, it's absolutely that way. And you're going, nope, my compass is completely wrong. Does that ever happen to anybody? You get kind of turned around like that? But that, I understand it now that happens. The word for that is disorientation, right? To be oriented, it's interesting, because what does it mean to be oriented? It means to be facing east. Does anybody know what direction where this is literally? Is this literally east? Praise God, that's great. Churches are supposed to be built facing east. And early Christians, when they prayed, would stand, raise their hands like so, and they would face towards the east. They'd face towards the east because that's where the sun rises, so it reminds them. The sun rising reminds them of the S-O-N, sun who is rising. And early Christians believe that when Christ returned, he would return from the east. And even in cemeteries, sometimes it would be arranged that way. The people would be faced oriented towards the east. So orientation, disorientation and orientation. And even in churches sometimes where they're not facing towards the east, they should be, but even when they're not, for convenience, when priests are talking to each other, they will always talk about the altar area as being in the east. So, talk about the word love, which is in this verse. You know, it's two commandments I give to you. You should have faith in Jesus Christ, God's Son, and that you should love one another. I love to drive fast, and like my mother. Oh, my wife's giving me a look going, oh, but I hope you're not driving fast. I'm not. I control myself, but if I could drive fast, I would drive fast like my mother and my father. I love to drive fast. Therefore, it is the right thing to do because I love it. I love to do, I don't know, lots of things. I could eat, I don't know, several desserts or whatever. So we think, well, love is the answer to everything, right? You know, like the Beatles, all you need is love or whatever. Love is always right. If you love, you know, how can that be wrong? Love, you know, love is everything, right? But all of us know examples of, in ourselves especially, and also in other people, where what we love can be destructive. Not that the thing in itself is wrong, but that the way that we, the position that we give it in our lives can be wrong. Okay, speeding is wrong all the time, unless there's an emergency. But we can think of other things as well. You know, let's say, for example, to make money. It's a good thing, you know. But if that is my one great love, then it's a problem. Or, you know, have lots of possessions, or even to be well-respected and to be well-known, these things are all good. You can think of endless examples where you go, oh, these are things that genuinely are deserving of love, but you can see how it becomes, if it becomes so focused on that as the main thing, it becomes highly destructive. We've seen that, I'm sure all of us have seen that to a small degree in our own lives. We've certainly seen it in the lives of other people where it becomes, the word that St. Augustine uses is disordered. Our loves become disordered. That is, our loves are in the wrong order, right? So it is no accident that when St. John is talking about the two great commandments that have been given, the first is to have faith in Jesus Christ, God's Son, and the second is to love one another. And the reason why it's not an accident that he places having faith in Jesus Christ first, because what does that do to all of our loves? It orients them, right? It orients them. If we do not have orientation in the things we love, our loves will become disordered. They'll be like Don Quixote, going in the wrong direction, or they'll be set up in the wrong order. And you can see this in life. I don't know if any of you have ever read St. Augustine, his Confessions. It's his autobiography, right? He's back in the 5th century, and he's praying through his life, right? It's not just writing about his life. He's actually praying through his life, and he's going, he loves lots of things as a young man before he was baptized. He loved learning. He loved teaching. He loved giving speeches, which is really his job. He loved women. He loved lots of things. But when he heard the voice of God call to him, and when he finally, this incredible struggle to say yes to God, when he finally said yes to God, he goes, it's okay to love these things, he said, but my loves are disordered. And what I need to love first and foremost is Christ. And these other things, you know, depending on the particular one, can still be there, can still be good, but they need to be rightly ordered. He even, this is just an aside, Augustine had a great sense of style. I think of him as the Cary Grant of ancient monasticism. He even had a great sense of style, and for his monks, he developed very nice, simple but elegant clothing. You go, well, you can even have love of elegance, but it needs to be in the right order. So how do we do this? How do we reset our internal compasses? Do we all agree we need to do that? We need to get reoriented. We need to be facing east. We need to place first things first. How do we do that? It's a lifelong process. Here's this just a simple little thing we can do that I try and do at night. And we talked about this before probably, but it's just a reminder because I think it's so helpful. Just at the end of the day, to turn east, so to speak, to turn to Christ and simply say to him, I'm going to go through the course of the day with you. I'm going to pray through the course of the day. And you tell me, where was I properly oriented towards you in the course of this day? Where was I facing you? And where was I all over the place? Where was I disordered and not facing you? And somebody said years ago, I can't remember who it was, the one prayer that God will always answer is, show me myself as you see me. That he will always answer that prayer. So at the end of the day, we can simply say, where was I oriented towards you? And if he says to us, well, here but not there, and ask for God's thank him, we ask for his forgiveness, and then we can end it by saying, tomorrow, Lord, orient me towards yourself all day. So, kids had great, great answers today, right? The Lord will make sure that we're going in the right direction, right? That's what they said. We make sure that we're going in the right direction as the Good Shepherd, and he will guide us and protect us as he does so. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.